The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 26 June 2013. Busy day in the nation's capital. Oh, God. Why is it that any time I see SCOTUS, which is short for Supreme Court of the United States, I think of scrotum? It never fails. When I see this, I'm not making a joke. Seriously, when I see this, that's what I think. Well, a big day for gays. Yippee! Yippee. And I'm sure it was a big day for Caligula's Rome and his little horsey. You know, this is what a country looks like, folks, when it starts flushing itself down the toilet. And I'm sorry, is this a constitutional issue? Somebody explain to me how it became a constitutional issue. I thought they were there to make rulings based on the Constitution, not stuff that was added later. I'm a little confused. I have Bob Tuscan on with me. Hello, Bob.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
Well, I'm extremely homophobic, so I'm very upset about this.
Yeah, well, careful. We have hate crimes now. You can't say,
of course.
You can say I hate the sinner, but I love the sin now. That's politically correct, I think.
Well, you know, of course I'm joking. I'm not homophobic, but and none of us are really. We don't care what you do. We're classic libertarians in that sense. But when it comes to our Supreme Court, which last I checked was supposed to deal with the constitutionality of things,
yeah,
this is an absolute disgrace. The fact that they're even discussing this is an absolute distraction and a complete ridiculous... let's see, I'm having a hard time describing this without sounding homophobic here, John.
Well, that's okay. By the way, what did you describe yourself as, a libertarian? A what libertarian? A
classical libertarian, oh, okay. Whatever that means or doesn't mean. I don't know what that means.
I was going to ask you because I don't know what it means. I know this, that there is, some will say God's law, other people will tell you natural law, and then other people will tell you that just ain't right. You know, it just ain't right. And I'm wondering, you know, aside from Caligula's Rome, what other countries bit the dust by just, well, we don't have to, we could make up our own rules as we go along. See, herein, I think, lies the problem. And this has been the pitch battle politically, the Christians against the non-Christians, or the Satanists against the Christians. Give it a name. I don't care what you call it. But there are certain things that make societies and cultures last, and then there are things that just kind of like blow them apart where everybody says, oh, what the hell? Why do we even need this anymore? We'll take the break here. I got Bob Tuscan on me with this afternoon. And, well, let me get out of here. The sooner I get out of here, the sooner we can get back. Back in three. Must come down.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, Live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The 5-4 ruling, a major victory for gay rights advocates. What about the rest of humanity's rights? Means that the same-sex couples would be eligible for federal benefits. And, of course, Yo Mama in the White House applauded the decision, directed his administration to review all relevant federal statutes to comply with the ruling. And according to Justice Kennedy, DOMA divest married same-sex couples of the duties and responsibilities that are an essential part of married life, and that in most cases would be honored to accept were DOMA not in force. Well, yeah, he wrote that places the same-sex couples in an unstable position of being in a second-tier marriage. Well, that's because it is. The ruling prompted tensions among the divided court. Multiple dissenting opinions were filed. Anton Scalia said this. He said the majority's rulings are just flat-out wrong. The error in both springs from the same diseased root, an exalted notion of the role of this court in American democratic society. Well, Bob, I think that says it all.
And if it's a democracy, it's mob rule, right? So does that imply that there's a gay mafia here at rule?
I'm really not sure, but I'm sure the rainbow flags are a-flying today.
Yeah, there's, I'm sure, a Pride Festival somewhere on the streets near you.
Well, What do you think is going on in San Francisco right now? The KY jelly is flying off the shelves, I'm sure. You know, I mean, seriously, I've said this before, Bob. Gay rights and gay pride and all this stuff, if they're so proud of what they do, I would like the entire country to see one of their gay parades going down the streets in San Francisco.
Yeah.
There would be an immediate backlash and calling for the head of Alfredo Garcia if he claimed to be gay. This is the slide that I don't care what they say. I say it's against God's law or natural law, and I give a very concise and simplistic analogy. You put the homosexuals, you put the guys on one island, and you put the gals on the other island. Are they still gals if they're lesbians? Anyhow. And in one lifetime, unless somebody gets a little dugout canoe and starts a paddling real quick, in one lifetime, both of those inhabitants of those islands are going to be dead. Now, I would think that goes along the lines of natural law, and if it don't work, don't try to fix it, because this is what they've done. It's gotten to the point, and this is really what's at issue. This is nothing new. Cats been sleeping with dogs, men with men, and women for women for as long as the human race has been around. It's just not been popularized. It's not a popular thing. Madison Avenue discovered, hey, guess who's got the most money out there? Hey, let's go and plug and promote that. No pun intended.
Well, I think that the homosexual agenda is prevalent amongst Hollywood and in the media today. But I take a slightly different position on this, because I was born heterosexual. And no matter how much the media tries to convince me that homosexuality is somehow a normalized thing, I could never in a million years, can I say crossing swords, or what's the...
I don't know, but how do you know you weren't born a lesbian? How do you know you weren't born gay?
Well, I guess I was born a lesbian in a sense.
I'm a lesbian because I love women.
Yeah, exactly.
Am I the wrong sex?
I don't know. So, I think if I was born that way, and I would never see myself converted, so to speak.
I don't care, Bob, what they say.
Yeah.
This is a learned experience. I have seen some guys out there that, they're really on the fence. They could have, the XY chromosome might have got screwed up and it lost its compass and something didn't matriculate where it should have gone. Some guys I've seen out there that are really effeminate, and you have to wonder, should that have been born a woman? But these are rare. This mostly, and I found this out from the homosexual community themselves, is, when they lisp and they sashay and they do, that's acting, man. That's learned stuff. That is learned. That's all an act. They don't go, do you see women sashaying around and being as feminine as some of these gay guys are? The real pooftas? No, you don't see that. It's an act.
And according to Larry Sinclair, Barry Sotero is one of his former boyfriends. And of course, the Hillary Clinton suggestions have always been there.
Well, I don't doubt that. I mean,
but to take it a step further, some of these individuals are not only homosexual, but they are of the most malevolent of actions, and that means they're pedophiles. And that, to me, is a step beyond this that we have to acknowledge, and that's a big part of the powers that shouldn't be. They are pedophiles. They are complete sickos in that regard, and they really need to be exposed for what they are, and that's evil.
Well, look at the Talmud. What do they get to do with three-year-olds?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't call that pedophilia, do we?
Well, and that when the rabbi is circumcised, and this isn't practiced by most Jews today, but there is a teaching that calls for the rabbi to... Geez, how do I want to say this for the radio?
As delicately as you can.
Yeah, I got to be gentle about this because it. I'll let you use your imagination. They use their mouths. Okay.
Okay.
And this is disgusting. This is not only disgusting. This is aberrant behavior beyond belief.
I couldn't agree with you more. And the problem here is that when you have a government that actually promotes it by claiming people need special protections, you know, you can't discriminate against somebody. Oh, and well, let's take it a step further. We've got to be able to teach in school all the way down to kindergarten that this is an alternative lifestyle, and this is okay, and it's okay for the public venue and the public schools. Wrong approach. Wrong answer. So this is not just a choice of individuals, adult choices. This stuff is being pumped in the heads of children. And I'll say again, this is a learned experience. This isn't something that just all of a sudden, one day you pop into puberty and the next day you pop into homosexuality. It don't work that way. These are learned and conditioned experiences.
I just couldn't see myself, and I can only speak for myself in this regard. I could never see myself in a million years being taught or converted in this regard. I just don't see it.
Well, and I'm happy for your non-conversion. But, you're an adult.
Yeah.
I'm talking about children, impressionable children. Oh, it's okay if you got two mummies. It's okay if you got two daddies. And I'm like, really? Who said it was okay? Caligula? Did he come back? What?
Sure.
I'm just flabbergasted, man.
Well, being a new father, John, my little one's just about a year old. His birthday will be on the 4th of July, ironically.
Oh, man.
A little patriot. I was born on tax day, to take the irony a step further. So he's on the 4th of July, and I'm on tax day. Jeez.
I don't know what to extrapolate out of that, except we'll just leave that one go. Hey, look.
I was just going to say, though, in regards to having a mom and a dad, you know, I could never imagine doing this for this, you know, breastfeeding alone. I just posted an article on my website that shows breastfeeding has all sorts of benefits that they're continuing to find out. The idea of raising a baby without a mother who has the biological capabilities, I mean, that's why women are the ones who birth the child, because they then can also nurture that child with certain functions. And the father, of course, has several functions as well. But if I was to change the situation and consider it with somebody of the same gender, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work on a physiological basis, and it doesn't work from a emotional standpoint either.
Well, I'll tell you what. Anytime the revolution starts, I'm all for it. I don't know. I don't know what else to say about it. You're witnessing the coup d'etat in an ongoing process here in this country. Let's debauch the society. Let's debauch the currency. Let's debauch honesty, integrity, honor. All of it's up. All of it up is up for grabs, and all of it's being smashed. So, Be frank with you, I don't know, Bob. I can't see anything left that they can debauch. Is there?
I'm trying to think of something. It's tough.
Yeah, you have to think for a while. I mean, it's not been that bad historically in this country. What history? What are we talking about here? 235 years old? Whoop-de-doo. There are people living on this planet. You put their lives back to back, and two people can cover the entire span of this country.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I need to take a break, and when we get back, let me snag one phone call, and then you have an announcement for folks, I do believe. Or am I announcing, or are you announcing?
Yeah, we'll announce it together. We'll hold hands in a non-homosexual way.
Oh, as long as we don't have to swap that stuff. Okay, man. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about.
Oh, yeah, and I can see the curriculum in schools now. Yeah, the Constitution says that, yeah, it's okay to have two mommies and two daddies.
All men were created equal.
Okay, then. Joe in Texas. Hello, Joe.
Hey, hi, John. Long time no talk to you.
Hey, what's up?
I'd like to weigh in with 2 points.
Okay.
You've heard of Desmond Morris, the scientist, English scientist, who wrote The Human Zoo and The Naked Ape?
I've heard it. I've not read it.
Yeah. He pointed out that homosexuality is often the result of a person having their first sexual experience. They bond to that object that they have their first sexual experience with.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a member of the same sex. It could be a teddy bear. It could be a particular room in the house, and so forth. And there's no evidence of a gene for homosexuality.
And I have heard the same thing. As far as I'm concerned, with all that I've seen, read, heard, listened to, considered, it's a learned experience.
Yeah, I tend to agree. My second point is, you remember Ken Hamlin, the Black Avenger?
Yes.
I'm sorry, he's not in the radio anymore. I enjoyed it. But he had a homosexual male calling him frequently. And he was as fine a host as you are for letting callers have their say and being polite and so forth. And he told the man calmly, he says, "Look, I accept you as you are." He says, "But what you want for me is approval for what you do, and I cannot give you that."
That is the best answer I've ever heard.
That's from Ken Hamlin. I wish I had thought of it.
Yeah.
So there's my way in, and I'll continue to listen. I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your call, Joe. Thanks. Yeah, perfectly said. I mean, isn't that kind of like along the lines of, and I purposely twisted it, you know, hate the sin but love the sinner. Well, yeah, look, I think a lot of people are confusing love with respect. People may not necessarily love something, but they'll respect it. And is do they have respect? If they had respect for straight people, would they want this in the schools? Would they want this taught? Would they want this promoted by government or protected? I think not. But, you know, I'm not a flaming fag, so what can I say? Does that qualify yet as a hate statement? What are you looking at me for, Dan?
You said the F word, John.
Fag?
Yep.
Fag.
Uh-oh.
You
could be referring to the cigarettes you no longer smoke.
Well, and ironically, when I was a young man, that's what the English called cigarettes. They called them fags.
It's also a bunch of sticks.
Yes. Oh, man. I'm going to leave
this. We can make jokes all day.
Yes, and I'm not going to. Wes in Idaho. Hello, Wes.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hi, Wes.
I met Ken Hamblin at a Seattle airport years ago. I was the number one signature gatherer for Initiative 200 in Washington State, I don't know, 15 years ago. Anyway, Ken Hamblin was there, and we had a meeting. On the subject of circumcision, physical circumcision, Michael Rivera just said what I suspected, that they figured out many years ago that physical circumcision actually helped reproduction and sex with a woman. It actually helped that. That's what he said. Also, George Gordon, School of Common Law, has a comment on that. George Gordon was a guy from Idaho years ago.
Yeah, I know who George is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not clear, though, Wes. What are you saying, that a circumcision helps with reproduction?
I was hoping you weren't going to ask for clarification.
Yeah, well,
but since you brought it up.
Okay. You didn't know what he was talking about, did you, John?
Well, I kind of got the flavor of it there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mike, you know, how it's done, I don't know. It probably shouldn't be done with a person's mouth. But
well,
maybe
you know, I've done a lot of thinking on this because I ended up having a boy. And I come from a Jewish family. Not that that's the only background that was pressuring me, because these days here in the West, most people are convinced that circumcision is a must because of other reasons. But when I look at it, when you remove, and I've done shows on this, I know it's a crazy subject matter, but I've done whole shows on this. When you take away all of that, all of those nerve endings, and you remove that from their shmageggy, let's call it, you know, that can create all sorts of problems later on in life. It can create all sorts of problems in the bedroom. It's an extremely detrimental thing to your development and you as a person. So I don't know that.
And I've also heard the tight jeans thing, desensitization, and also men's briefs. I mean, not the boxer type, but I'm talking about the heat actually destroys sperm. So, yeah, there's a whole litany of stuff there. Hey, look, you're moving your program. You are on when right now? 9 to 10?
Yeah, we've been doing it for the last 6 months, 9 to 10 weeknights on RBN, and we're shifting gears a little bit. We're going to have a much more concentrated show, and it's going to be for 3 whole hours back-to-back on Saturday nights.
I just interrupted you.
Okay.
So you know what I'm going to have to do? Is to not make you rush. I'm going to have to hold you over during the break.
All right. Sounds
okay.
Good.
All right. We'll do that. Bob Tuscan is with me, at least for a few more minutes. We're going to announce he's moving to 3 hours rather than chopping Bob up into 5 parts, equal parts, 1 hour each.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we're back. Bob Tuscan is going to be moving to Saturday evenings, and that is going to be, what did we say that was?
It'll take us a while to get the hang of this, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's see if I get it right here. 5 to 8
Central Time. And that would be 6 to 9 your time.
Correct. 6 That's, to 9 p.m.
Yeah. Eastern
Time, a three-hour block. I'll be able to do a lot more of a concentrated effort. We'll have more promotion behind the show than ever before.
Well, and course, also... Also, it'll give you the opportunity to do guests. Let me tell you something. It's hard to do guests in a one-hour segment because you get 13 minutes of commercials. You have bump music. You have this. You have that. You have to breathe, and you have to think, and you have to talk. Continuity, it's real hard. I don't like the idea of doing three continuous hours. Two, I'm real comfortable at, but one is not enough.
That's
so,
right.
So yeah. You doing 3 hours, that's going to allow you to bring up guests, take calls on the subject matter,
sure.
Cover it in great detail like I know that you do, and here's an added plus bonus. Choco rations have been doubled this week.
Wow.
And it's more syndicatable.
Absolutely. So I'm looking forward to that. Over the years, we've had on many different guests, from G. Edward Griffin to John Rappaport, to you name it. I even interviewed, and if we interviewed people we agreed with all day long, John, it would be no fun. So occasionally we have to get a neocon in there, somebody who we disagree with, a Zionist. And do you remember that guy Patrick Clausen by chance? Do you know the name?
I remember the name, but I don't remember the guy.
Okay, when I tell you where he was most notably known from, your bell will go off, so to speak. Patrick Clausen was the red-haired gentleman who was a Zionist lobbyist who had a press conference suggesting that we must have some sort of false flag attack to get us into a conflict with Iran.
Ah, okay.
And he was the one who said, you know, that we had Pearl Harbor, we had this, and he basically listed all the false flag attacks. Well, I got a chance to dig up his info, which wasn't that hard. You know, people think it's some big conspiracy. All I did was go and look the guy up online. And I called him up on the telephone, and I interviewed him. And I'll have you know, John, some of what he said was very shocking, just as equally as shocking as him openly calling for a false flag on Iran. He actually acknowledged the Mossad's role with 9/11, for instance.
Hmm.
This is out of the horse's mouth. So I've been able to have not only people we agree with, but also people that we disagree with. I did a chemtrail debate with Ralph Epperson, historian and author, which I thought was very fruitful, and got all sorts of feedback. And I think those are also dynamic shows that I look forward to exploring more with this larger time slot.
Well, you mentioned John Rappaport. Did you read his latest story?
I have not.
I had a caller from back east here that took exception with my take on Mr. Snowden. It's some kind of CIA setup. And John Rappaport's take on this, now get this, it's a pissing contest between the CIA and the NSA. And that the CIA is meant to be made to look bad here, or the NSA, or whatever the case may be. But I just read his latest article, and that's the gist of the entire line of thought, that Snowden is a product of a pissing contest between these two agencies.
That would make sense, and I've seen in the media...
It doesn't make any sense to me.
No?
Because I wouldn't have done this the way Snowden did it. I mean, you know, the politicians are out there calling this guy a traitor. I mean, the very people that are helping bring this country down are pointing a finger that somebody that released the information to the entire globe, which, by the way, folks, crosses those political bounds, the left and the right, don't give us anything that we can reach across the abyss at each other at, like our privacy and our freedom and our liberty. Oh, God, let's not go there. Yeah.
Sure. What comes to mind, though, John, is in the media, I've seen it reported both ways, that he was contracted by the NSA and then he was contracted by the CIA, which makes me wonder what the difference between the two agencies in this case is.
Well, all I know is Obama has made a request to Mr. Putin, can we have this guy? And Pooty-Poo said no, which in my book, since we have the illegals in the White House right now, I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but what about Putin for president in 2016, since we're going to bring in aliens? I mean, come on. I think
precedent's already been established.
Well, of course it has. And bomb, bomb, bomb Iran guy, McCain.
Who's that, John McCain?
Yes, Mr. McCain. You know, this guy, he may not even be legal. Oh, he was born in Panama to American people, but he wasn't born on U.S. soil.
And then they said Romney might not have been legal either.
Well, I think Romney personally is an alien. But aside,
like a literal alien?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, this guy, he's supposed to be... And he has hypnotic effect on the Republican National Convention people, because I think he actually made them believe that he was a conservative when he's more of a dripping socialist kind of guy than anything else that you can get a hold of. I mean,
did he make them believe it, or was it all set up from the get-go? I mean,
well,
the delegates for Ron Paul were there in much more of a at least vocal fashion. I mean,
well, given, gosh, I wish Ron Paul was younger. I really wish that this guy was 10 years younger than he is, because I think another run at the White House, I think the third time would have been the charm.
Do you think the same can be said about Rand?
Well, with running the danger here of sounding prejudicial, he keeps kissing Israel's ass.
Yep.
Not in my book.
I'm not a fan either. I got to tell you, he's not his father.
Well, and I've said this right from the. But the, here's the new. This is what we've got. The Constitution left D.C. when Ron Paul left office. I mean, literally. And Rand Paul is not his father's son. He grew up in the same household. He might share some of his beliefs, but when it gets down to it, here's the question I have. Is Rand playing it safe politically until he positions himself? You know what politics are. Politics is the art of compromise and deceit. I'm sorry, deception. I'm sorry. Taking a different position than what you've stated. Okay? That's politics. So do you want to tip your hand? And I'm giving a big benefit of the doubt for Rand Paul, but I can't believe that the guy is a doctor like his father, grew up in the same house, ate the same kind of politics, and that he would stray that far away. I don't know. Could we do worse than Rand Paul? Yeah. Is there any better in Washington than Rand Paul? No. So you're left with it. Uh-oh, we got two callers that snuck in.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to be exclusionary. Mike in Minnesota. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Listen, jump the gun before they make you do it. Just start playing Lou Reed's Take a Walk on the Wild Side for your bumper. You remember that song?
And the color goes, did. Yeah, I remember that song.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And Bob, I've been listening to you for a long time. Man, you're the match, honest to God. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
I really mean that. You know, so.
Well, he's got more of a sense of humor than I gave him credit for.
Who?
The other guy that's on with me. What's his name? Bob Tuska? No, Tuskin.
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
There you go.
We're going to make him famous.
And there you go. And another thing is, we got to get everybody on board on this whole, like, prepper thing. I came up with a new deal. It's called HebrewSurvival.com. No, really. You got smoke.
Are you gonna have matzo crackers for
freeze dried? You got freeze dried like from Maury's Deli in Brooklyn. You know, you got freeze dried Reuben sandwiches,
sandwich corned beef with a little
freeze dried velvet fish.
The fish lasts a long time.
I know. Yeah. Could you imagine freeze drying it? That crap would last 200 years.
And I'm telling you. And then you got
the Maccabees.
Jewish penicillin.
Jewish penicillin. Oh, God. Mike, you're straying afar here.
You got to have the schmaltz in it. Otherwise, it's not chicken soup, you know. So, anyways, but they have some of my deals in there with some of the stuff you got as far as with all these bills and where the country's going. You got to laugh about it. Otherwise, you just cry. I mean, honest to goodness, and a lot of this stuff with is big a news as it is with the NSA deal. I kind of wonder if this is a smokescreen to just the timing or whatever, because our bond markets are ready to collapse.
And I was thinking about that, Mike. You know, why put up a distraction? You know, the elevator cable is going to snap. Does it matter if you're on the 7th floor or the 5th floor? Or the 19th. It doesn't matter. The cable snaps and you're going down. Gravity takes over.
I mean, really, because they've been spying on us from day one and the whole bit. I mean, this revelation is, in the whole scheme of things, it's nothing new.
Yeah.
They've been doing it all along. I mean,
yeah. Well, and we're going to see this play out. And all of what we talked about financially and our prognostications, you're probably going to see a little bit of all of it. And it's going to be some very tough times for a lot of people. Can you imagine learning about the horrors that run the banking system only after it collapses, like the Depression on steroids? Yeah.
They're going to be jumping off bridges.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. There's going to be a lot of people that are not going to be happy when they're wiped out, their bank accounts are gone, their jobs are gone, their house is going to go bye-bye, everything is going to go bye-bye.
And when they're hungry, when they don't have food to put on the table, that's when we will see people actually flip the switch totally.
I think you're right. Hey, Mike, thanks for your call.
Yeah, thanks, John.
All right. I left my heart in San Francisco. David.
Uh-oh, is he on a Pride Festival right now?
I don't know. David in San Francisco. Come in, David.
Hey, howdy, John. You know, as you should see our lost and found out here.
Uh-oh.
I can't believe it. Hey, you know, I was interested in the Snowden thing, but just a one-liner about the Rand Paul. I remember the first night after he was elected, the victory party he went to was some of the wealthiest people in Kentucky. You know, he basically went to the very victory party of the people that he was claiming to oppose. So it's, you know, I wouldn't trust him to spit on him. But
okay.
Yeah. The one thing I'd raise, though, about Snowden, I heard you talking about whether or not it was one agency fighting another. I would think that it's actually one corporation fighting another.
Yeah.
In other words, one of the ugly things that he's released is that there are, if I understand right, 70% of the NSA budget is to private corporations that have taken over the duties of spying.
Well, yeah, and that is true fascism, and in the worst way, when you've got super secret stuff going on, and then you hire private individuals and you make them party to it. Yeah.
Right. And the idea that, and in fact, the first interview that Snowden did was to the effect that there were headhunters in these corporations that were scouting out people to spy. You know, you kill an employee of one company and drag them over to another. Well, if there are people who have the ability to jump from one company to another, then they're taking. Not only do the headhunters have an undue influence on both companies, if they know that somebody's working for one agency, then they're able to steal them away to another agency, then they can actually have undue influence on them because they got them a tidy job.
Yeah.
But then in addition, if one company then steals somebody away, then they know the methods that the other company is using, and they can do corporate tricks to crush their competition.
Yeah, but David, here's one thing I want everybody to consider about this. This is a dangerous game when we're seeing who holds the crown. Because they have a very specific reason for doing what they're doing.
Sure.
And I don't think the powers that be would enjoy too much the boys acting out too much by slinging mud at each other or trying to out-duel them in the sun or whatever the case may be. It just does not strike true with me.
Yeah. Hey, you know, one last thing. I just was jumping around at the Supreme Court rulings today, and I ran into an odd one called Tenet v. Doe. Apparently, this was a ruling that was done just a couple of days ago. If you get a chance to look at it, you can find it on Wikipedia. Tenet, of course, being former CIA director, Tenet v. Doe. And there was one of the spies was basically trying to get his pension. And basically, you can't sue the CIA to get your pension. If they decide to screw you, you are totally out. So it apparently even goes all the way back to the 1800s. So spies, it goes back to 1876, Totten v. the United States. Where
the Mossad would never do that.
Yeah, it prevents spies from suing the United States to enforce a secret espionage contract. So no matter what you sign as a contract, your end of it, you may live up to your end, but they don't have to live up to their end, so...
Well,
no honor among thieves or spies.
Well, and what's really striking to me in all of this is that nobody, you know, we have a banking crisis. Crisis my eyeball. this was a setup, and there's a lot of people that bid it, and there's a lot of people that got in a lot of trouble. Made a lot of people rich, but the cancerous effect that it has had on the globe. I look at Obamacare, and everybody's supposed to kowtow now and be enforcers, and hell, even the NFL this fall is going to be running pro ads for choose Obamacare. And I wish the NFL
really
would stay the hell out of politics and stop making these guys wear pink. I mean, stay out of it, man.
Tagliabue would have never, ever gone for anything like that. This thing that they have in there right now as the head of the NFL, I think he's a little poofed on the side as well. But that's neither here nor there. There's a lot of things that are going on that the Supreme Court, Bob, answer me this one.
Okay.
Why is it, if they're just there to interpret the Constitution, why do we have liberals and conservatives? Isn't that an ideology?
Right. These are the activist judges, as they've been calling them.
Well, when did this start? I mean, you know, I know that they had to be appointed by presidents, but did it have to follow their ideology? I mean, when you talk about a liberal justice to me, you're saying, yes, we have communists sitting in judgment. Hey, David, thanks for your call. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we've got one more caller. Let me get him in here quickly, and then we're going to remind people of Mr. Tuscan's move to Saturday. Ooh, for three contiguous, or is that continuous hours? Let me think about that. Robert in Texas. Hello, Robert. Hey, Robert.
I want to back up to your fags. In the early to mid-60s, they began infiltrating the AMA because up until, I believe, they got it removed from the books in 72, it was not only considered a mental disorder, it was considered a major mental disorder. One so large that if you were diagnosed with it as a doctor or other professional, you would have had your license yanked.
Really?
Yes, and until finally, I believe it was 1972, they had enough on the boards, and they finally got one elected as president. They removed it from the books as that major mental disorder.
Now, you know, that's kind of fascinating, because look at what they're calling everybody now, and everybody's crazy, and everybody's got to be psych profiled. As a matter of fact, you might be crazy if you're a gun owner.
Oh, yeah. Is there a medication that they were trying to develop for homosexuality?
I'm not sure. I didn't go into it that far, but
And you know, all kidding aside, this brings to mind real quick. Let me add this. There was a declassified government document that showed that the military had tried to develop a gay bomb. Have you ever heard about this, John?
No, I have not.
They literally looked this up. I forgot what the operation was. Let's just call it Operation Rainbow. They literally were trying to develop a bomb that would go off and would release pheromones or whatever the hormone is that would try to make people homosexual. It was a gay bomb, literally. And this isn't a joke.
Oh, man. No, they just have to keep doing what they're doing. They're already doing the programming in the public fool system.
Yeah.
And that's going to produce enough confused children. Yeah. At any rate, Robert, anything else?
No, sir. They just knew that they had to get it removed from those books.
I'll be darned.
To maintain their professionals and then to eventually bring it out into the open and to push it into the curriculum the way it is today. That's the history of where it came from.
All right. Robert, thank you for that. I appreciate that.
No problem, John. Have a good day.
Yeah, gosh. At any rate, Bob Tuscan?
Yes.
You're going to finish out the balance of the week in your regular time slot.
Yep.
And then you're going to, well, you've always had weekends off, but next Saturday, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, you'll be doing the program 5 to 8. And I'm very pleased that we were able to salvage your show, because how many times have I had you sub for me?
Oh, quite a few since you've been out here and there. And I always appreciate filling in for you as well as doing the 5-day-a-week slot when I have for the past 5-plus years in the last 6 or so months with RBN. But, you know, this is good. This is going to be a new beginning. I will be rejuvenated as an activist, and I've always been an activist first and foremost. The show is kind of just a platform for me to learn, share that learning process, and to vent, too, because, geez, if we bottle it all up, I don't know how people who are aware of this kind of thing don't do a talk show.
And I was just thinking that as you were speaking those words, I'm thinking, so how do these people relieve their steam?
I don't know. They call into our shows, I guess.
I guess so. All right. Bob Tuscan, hey, I appreciate it very much, buddy. I really
do. Thank you.
Do.
And everyone can keep touch with me on my website at all times, bobtuscan.com, T-U-S-K-I-N. Thanks, John.
All right. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. All right. We'll take the top of the hour break here, and then we'll get into the news of the day. Ooh. Remember Michael Irvin's presentation that I played for you fine folks? It was for the draft class of 2011, and his basic message is, okay, you're out of the ghetto, now get the ghetto out of you. Well, evidently, NFL star Aaron Hernandez, 23-year-old multimillionaire, had to kill a semi-pro buddy of his. And the Patriots didn't screw around with this one. When the cuffs went on, he went out the door at the Patriots organization. There's a lot of that stuff that goes on in the NFL, folks. Not murder, but a lot of smarmy stuff, I guess you could say.
Now